Hello, hello, and welcome to Self-Care is Sexy. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host. We are a weekly podcast that's here to generate and share self-care ideas with each other. Last week, we talked all about the fear of missing out. I went through some ways that you can spot if you're falling into the dreaded FOMO and how to combat it. Also, I introduced you to the concept of JOMO, the joy of missing out. We went through, you know, what that's all about and how to create more of that joy of missing out, and also some tips for self-care surrounding anxiety. It was a really great episode. I got a lot of great responses from some listeners. So if you missed out on that topic, you can always listen to the past episodes through my website, the Blog Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, and really anywhere else you listen to your podcast. I want to give you a preview of what to expect from today's show. Today, we're talking all about self-care through the hectic holidays. We have some tips on how to take care of you and your priorities while still enjoying the festive season. And I'm so excited to share with you guys an email that I received from one of our Self-Care is Sexy community members. I'll answer their questions and we'll even have a little bit of a homework assignment for you towards the end of the show. And that could land you a ticket into this year's first annual Portland Podcast Festival. So just tons of packed stuff into this week's show. We'll get into all of that in just a moment, but first, a few quick housekeeping notes. First of all, this show, the Self-Care is Sexy Podcast, will be featured at the first annual Portland Podcast Festival taking place on December 2nd at the Hawthorne Theater. Now, if you're listening in real time, that's coming up pretty soon. I'm super excited to be a part of this event, and this show, this podcast, was actually voted in by the fans, which means so much to me. I'm so grateful, and I'm really kind of freaking out a little fangirl style over here, but you know, it's going to be a lot of fun meeting the other hosts and talking about like the nerdy aspects of the recording and the producing and just learning about the different podcasts that are out there and their content. Just to give you a quick preview, some of the podcasts that are also going to be featured at the festival are Fun Employment Radio. There's also Geek in the City, Minority Report, the Sprodcast podcast, and so many more. I'll be doing a live show. I'll also be selling some tank tops, stickers, and giving away some really great prizes. There'll be local breweries and a sick after party featuring local bands, The High Pets, and a band called Courage. So, you know, if you'd like to come meet me, check out some other amazing Portland podcasts, have some local beers and rock out, this event is gonna be a blast. And remember, that's coming up December 2nd. Tickets are on sale at pdxpodfestival.com. Towards the end of today's show, I'll give you a chance to win a ticket to the party with a little bit of a homework assignment. So listen for that. Second, want to remind you that I do host a monthly Self-Care Sexy Brunch. It's a way to meet in person, enjoy some local vegan food, and just chat with others who are also working through the self-care stuff. We talk about, you know, what's working, what's not, and it's just a really great way to kick off, you know, a day of self-care for yourself. You could start with the brunch and then plan a day-long me party. It's usually at the end of the month, the last Sunday, but because of the holidays, the next couple of months are going to be a little wackadoodle. Just check Facebook page for all the details. And lastly, I have the Passion Planner giveaway. Now, we're inching closer and closer to the start of this new year, 2018, and if you're looking for a way to just get focused, I've got a passion planner with your name on it. Now, if you're looking for a tool that's going to help make self-care a priority, help you map your way to your goals, something that's like going to really help you to take the action that you need to get to where you want to go, and also helps you reflect on how far you've come, what you've already accomplished, I want to give you a passion planner. You can nab one of these bad boys by heading to my website, downloading the Self-Care Sexy Passports found under episode number 25. You just fill it out and send it in to me, and I'm going to give you a free passion planner. And let's be clear here, folks. I just want to say this. I am not paid by Passion Planner to hawk their goods. Nope. Not at all. Not even a little bit. I simply just want to tell you guys about this amazing tool that I love that's actually helped me make self-care a priority. So if that sounds like your jam, check out the Self-Care Sexy Passports, fill it out, send it in, whammo. Passion Planner is yours. Alrighty, you guys, that's all the business out the way. Now let's get to today's show, the content. Okay, so we've actually got a lot of ground to cover here today. And my holy hell, friends, can you believe it's already the holiday season? Jeez, that came up pretty quick this year. So today we're going to talk about self-care through the holiday season. No matter what you celebrate, or even if you don't, this time of year, it can really be difficult for anyone. And that's why I wanted to share some self-care tips specifically for the winter / holidays. Now, I don't know about you guys, but this time of year, it can get out of control quickly with all the family gatherings, the social events, there's, you know, the cooking, and then, you know, after the cooking, there's the cleaning, and then the errands and the shopping. I mean, God, not to mention all the expectations, right? It can spiral out of control, and it can really feel difficult to get through. So I've got some good tips that are actually things you can do right now to make sure that you're taking care of yourself and enjoying this holiday season instead of, you know, being a wreck and hating everyone all the way to New Year's. So let's run through a couple ideas I came up with. If you are running or doing the dishes or whatever you're doing right now, don't worry. You can find all of this information on my website. So the first idea for self-care holiday style. Number one, take breaks. Now, I mention it first because I feel like it's the easiest thing that you can do this season to just take care of yourself. You can stop what you're doing and just take a break. You know, we all have a ton going on right now. Work demands, there's tons of worry going around, and we can't seem to let go of it. So all this kind of craziness happening, the best thing you can do is just to take a moment. Just to take a moment and sit this one out, you know? Put your phone on do not disturb, or better yet, like, leave it in the other room. You know, turn off the TV, stop rapping, cooking, shopping, planning, whatever it is, and just take a break, you know? Maybe take a little walk outside if the weather's not too shitty. And if it is, maybe just take a quick yoga break. Pop in a DVD if you're at home, or cue it up on the phone if you got one of those jams. If you're a mom and you've got your hands full, literally, you know, take a minute, dial a friend and ask them to come help you for 15, 20 minutes of their time. Just to kind of keep an eye on the little ones while you just take a break, you know, and clear your head. If you're working a lot this season, which a lot of us do, there's a lot of us that are cramming because it's, you know, the start of a new year, you often work through your breaks, right? And you lie to yourself saying that you're going to leave early tonight, or you're going to just take a longer lunch, and bullshit. I don't buy it. Get up, walk around, grab a drink of water, or just stand up and stretch. You know, those breaks are there for you for a reason, so definitely take them and do what you have to just to give yourself a little break. All right, next, I want you to do the thing you're doing. So I'm a big fan of this practice right now, and I have a show actually that's coming up here pretty soon that goes more in depth about this. I'm asking you to focus solely on whatever it is you're doing. So right now, just do the thing that you're doing. You know, this is a surefire way to get rid of anxiety and to limit your mistakes and dissolve stress. I love this practice for self-care. So let's say, you know, you're cleaning the stove or something, right? And, you know, let's be honest, that sucks, right? I don't care how good you are, or like how good you feel in life. Cleaning the stove is a pain in the ass. But if you just decide that you're going to just do that, and you get into it, and you block out all the other worries and the thoughts and the crap, and you just keep returning to that, you know, it cuts way down on the feelings of being rushed and overwhelmed. You just say to yourself, I'm cleaning the stove. All the other stuff can wait. This is what I'm doing, and I'm doing it to the best of my ability, and I'm focusing in on it and this alone. Now, in that same vein, I've really been reminding myself, and I encourage you guys too, to keep in mind that, you know, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So even if you're doing a mundane task such as cleaning the stove, or if you're really, you know, sitting down and writing out your Christmas cards, whatever it is, just be focused on the thing that you're doing and really center your love and your intention on whatever it is you're doing. And it's really going to help you feel better in the long run. All right, next up on my list, pick one thing. No, the holidays are on us, and that just means extra stuff that we get to do. And I'm all for the quote, you know, perfect holiday. But you know what I'm an even bigger fan of? And that is the do one thing really right. So this season, I'm encouraging you to try something new. And just pick the one thing that you're doing and do it amazingly. Now think nostalgic, you guys. Something that you really enjoy. Maybe it's your favorite thing about the holiday season. Maybe it's the Christmas cards part. So if you pick that as like your thing, then you do the shit out of that thing, right? So like make them or pick out individual ones this year or put some like mega love into it and then slack on the rest of the things. So that can be, you know, slack on the wrapping, slack on the meals, whatever it is. Maybe this year, pick something that really means a lot to you. Like maybe it's decorating, maybe it's making, you know, holiday cookies with the kiddos, whatever it is. Just pick one activity, one holiday related activity, and fucking Martha Stewart the fuck out of that thing. But please, you know, remember that you can then give yourself permission to skimp on the rest. And this is kind of a hard switch to make because, you know, we're all programmed to just like do it all and to just be fucking Martha Stewart for the next 3 months. But please, that is just not, it's not sustainable for real people. So just take the extra pressure off and pick one thing you're going to do like over the top and let the rest of the shit go. If you pick cards, then the wrapping doesn't matter and you can skimp on that. Or if you pick cards, then you do a super simple meal. You get the idea. So to pick one thing, let the rest skimp. Which brings me to my next self-care holiday idea. Simplify the meals, okay? So you guys, use a crock pot. You know, make soups ahead of time, plop them down on the stove with some self-serve bowls. And let your guests snack on that instead of, you know, going over the top of the ton of stuff. You know, or a salad bar is a super easy meal that's good for social events. You can do something really simple that's not over the top. It's not turkey and stuffing and rolls and gravy and all this shit that, you know, just ends up sitting on us for months anyways. You know, just do your holiday meal a potluck style this year. Get creative, you know. Think outside the box. Hell, order pizza with the family this holiday season and just enjoy the time that you're spending with each other. Number 5, sleep. I throw this one into every self-care list I bring you guys in the true hopes that repetition can be the creator of habit. And I am, I'm struggling with the sleep right now. I recently got a totally cool Fitbit with that heart monitor thingy on it for my birthday. And it tracks your sleeps. And so, oh my good God, it is so much worse than I thought it was. You know, I'm lucky if I'm getting 5 hours a night, which is so stupid, right? But you know what? We're actually going to have a sleep challenge coming up and I'm really going to stick with it. And it's a 10-day challenge. It's inspired by Arianna Huffington's book, The Sleep Revolution, which if you guys have not had a chance to check this book out, please put it on your wish list or, you know, get it for yourself as an act of self-care. You're going to love it. So stay tuned for that sleep challenge. And the winner is going to receive a really awesome sleep package that's full of like Pamper put you to sleep goodies. Number 6, delegate. And this sounds like a good idea to me because, you know, it is. it can be challenging for some of us to ask or tell others how they can help us. But there is a tendency to say to yourself, you know, no, I'll do it. It'll be easier. But you know what? Easier on who exactly? Like, certainly not you. You know, if you're rushing around taking on everything, maybe it's easier for the person you thought of that might be able to help you, but how the hell would you know? You never asked them for help. So, you know, that's got to change. You have to start to trust that somebody else can grocery shop or wrap the presents or address the holiday cards or put up the tree, etc. You don't have to do it all yourself. And if you're stuck on that, you know, perfectionistic thinking that only you can do it right, I've got an amazing resource for you guys. It's another podcast out there called Confidence on the Go. The host is Trish Blackwell. She's actually been on our show, and she is a self-proclaimed recovering perfectionist. And her podcast is awesome, so I highly recommend it. But she's got ways, actionable ways, you can switch your mindset and change your life. So check that out. It's called Confidence on the Go. All right, so next idea for self-care during the holidays, number 7, master joy. And I know that this can be applied to any time, but really this time of year, more so than not, I encourage you to take time to just recognize and celebrate the joyful parts of this season. You know, dwell on the beauty. Look at things to be grateful for. Think of all of the like less fortunate out there. And I don't just mean, you know, those without cash flow. There are different kinds of poverty in this world. So have you ever had a moment, you guys, where you're filled with joy so much that you can't control how big your smile is and your chest expanded and you can feel full amazement and wonder and gratitude and the beauty of something, of an experience, and you're just full of love? Try to generate that feeling and as much as you can this holiday season. You know, maybe keep a journal to track those moments of utter bliss. And don't force yourself to try to recreate those moments. Just notice them as they're happening and enjoy them. Hold on to them. And mastering joy is a big deal and a direct link to real internal regeneration of happiness. So find a practice that works for you. We've got a show coming up. We'll walk you through different ways you can master joy, but make that your purpose this year instead of what you're going to put under the tree. Number 8, find space. You know, there are all these pockets of time in our life that we can squeeze self-care into. And my dear friend, Gina Hooker, who was recently on the show, mentions this as her favorite self-care hack. So some examples of these pockets is, you know, maybe first thing in the morning, or perhaps during your daily commute, your actual work breaks. We talked about that earlier. And the time between tasks. If you're ever looking for what self-care you can fit into these tiny spaces in your life, check out the list under the resources tab of my website, www.selfcareissexy.com. If you look, you can find these moments of your life that are yours to do with what you want. And in that space, if you insert self-care, it will become more and more easy for you to make it a habit. So I encourage you to look at your daily routine and just see where you can fit these tiny little pockets of self-care in. You know, it's important to look at, you know, how much time you spend scrolling, how much time you spend watching TV or Netflix, and how much time do you waste gossiping? You know, you can use all those moments in your day to really focus on giving back to yourself and recharging that battery. Number eight and a half, sleep. It's so damn important. I wanted to mention again, actually another idea for some self-care during the holiday season. Number 9, volunteer. You know, if you want to build self-esteem, do esteemable things. And this is the perfect time of year to do something that makes you feel good. And if you're feeling like shit, if you're down in the dumps, and you're finding yourself having a hard time getting out of it right now, get online right now and find something you can volunteer for. Find something that you can do that's going to better your community. There are a million and one different organizations out there. If you're in the Portland area, some of my favorite places to volunteer are New Avenues for Youth. The Boys and Girls Club is a great one to check out. Or if you're struggling and you're like, I don't want to contact individual organizations, a great resource is Hands on Greater Portland. They have a project calendar that you can check out and see what fits your schedule and if it's, you know, something, an activity that you like doing. So you can find them at www.handsonportland.org. If you're not in the Portland area, there are still a ton of different opportunities to volunteer or, you know, sign up with the Red Cross and give blood. There are just There are tons of things you can do to really make you feel better, all while you're getting your self-care in and helping others. All right, a few more ideas on my list for self-care for the holidays. Number 10, stick to fit. Now, a major part of self-care is taking time for your physical fitness. And it gets increasingly hard this time of year. So when it comes to fitness these next few months, some tips I have to make that happen is plan a group event or class or whatever. You know, like make a family outing to go to the turkey trot. Or get the family involved and make it a tradition, you know. Make it something you guys always do. Another holiday fitness tip is to keep it light. You know, don't try to kill yourself doing it all right now. You can plan to just do 20 minutes on the treadmill or pick a class that you really like doing and wake up early if you have to right now to get that much needed alone time, that quiet time to start your day and set yourself up for success. You know, the best way to make fitness a priority and a habit is to find something that's really fun for you, something you really like. One of our community members actually wrote me an email, and I'll share that with you guys, how she found this amazing water aerobics class. And that's how she's currently getting her self-care in. So, you know, try different things. Think outside the box. You definitely have a lot of restrictions with winter weather and so forth. But, you know, there are ideas out there if you're hungry to keep fitness a part of your routine. Okay, another idea for self-care during the holidays is ditch the dress-up. You know, it's super fun to get all dolled up and head out for, you know, a night on the town. But, you know, as you're going about your holiday season, see if there's a place where you can ditch the dress and ditch the stress, right? Now, it's easy for me to say that because I live in Portland and not like LA, where, you know, jeans and a button-up flannel is really considered dressing up here. But I really encourage this tip because, you know, no one really cares what you wear, like especially at family gatherings. You know, you could even maybe, you could plan like a family pajama, hot chocolate and movie date. So, you know, let's get the holidays back to what they're actually meant to be, which is celebration, not stress. And I know it can be hard to set it down and do it differently, but you know, if you want to make change, you got to start with the man in the mirror. Thank you, Michael Jackson. Like, words of wisdom for sure. All right, a last little side note tip for you guys. If you have plans to travel during this upcoming holiday season, I got some self-care tips for you. First of all, just plan on delays, right? It's going to happen. You know, the airlines are so incredibly unreliable nowadays. Just prepare and see if you can actually fit some self-care in by maybe taking along a little self-care kit. We're actually going to be doing a little DIY action and put together our own self-care kits later on, so look for that show. But just remember that travel is stressful, you know. You want to prepare the best you can. Maybe pack ahead of time, and when you're traveling, make sure you're wearing, like, comfortable clothes, you know, nothing too tight, and try to, if you can, get a pair of those noise-canceling headphones. Those are awesome, or eye masks, something like that. And you just want to make sure you have, like, your comfort items handy, and just remember that, you know, traveling can actually be a lot of fun, and it could be a good opportunity to get some reading in or some sleep, you know, if you can, or maybe some reflective journaling time. You know, if you're looking for some questions to kind of help get that started, that self-reflection journaling started, check out episode 23 for some topics to help you out. Okay, so let's recap because there were a lot of ideas packed in that little segment. So if you're driving right now again or doing the dishes, maybe you're pounding out on the treadmill, fist bump, my friend's doing that, whatever it may be, don't worry. All this information, this list can be found on my website. You can refer back to it later. And so all of these delicious items are there for you to return to anytime you need. It can be found at www.selfcareissexy.com. This is under the resources tab. So they were number one, take breaks. Number two, do the thing you're doing. Number three, pick one thing you're going to focus on. Number four, simplify the meals. Number five, sleep. Number six, delegate your tasks. Number seven, master joy. And we've got a show coming up to get in depth on that. Number eight, find space. Number nine, volunteer. Number 10, stick to fit. And number 11, ditch the dress up. Okay, I also mentioned some self-care tips for travel. And they were just, you know, take along a self-care kit. And again, we've got an episode that's coming up, DIY your own self-care kits. So look forward to that. Another holiday travel suggestion was to pack way ahead of time, wear comfy clothes, try some noise-canceling headphones, maybe the eye masks, comfort items like that, have them handy, like lotion, chapstick, water, all that kind of stuff. Now, travel time is also a great time for catching up on reading, sleep if you can, or perhaps some self-reflective journaling time. I hope these tips help you through the holiday hectics, and if you've got a great self-care idea that you're trying out that's been working for you during this busy winter season, you can email it to me and I'll share it with the rest of the class. My email is super easy. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. Now, real quick, I'd like to share an email that I recently received this week. It came from a listener via Stitcher Radio. It's real quick, but I wanted to address it and also kind of start a conversation going and maybe get some feedback from the listeners. So here it is. This email came in. It's more of a message from Stitcher Radio. Hi, Chris. It's Terrell. And I have a special self-care question for you. Do you have any suggestions for self-care beauty products? So I got this email and, you know, I checked out a few websites and I really took some time to kind of get some suggestions going that would fit with the whole beauty products, theme. And I had a friend who I reached out to who is selling beauty counter products. And they're this incredible company that's really all about healthy beauty products that are like ethical, with no like weird chemicals or, you know, preservatives. And of course, there's no testing or anything like that. So I'm going to have my friend on the show who's going to talk a little bit about the products and stuff and the company's mission about regulating the cosmetic industry. So, but if you've got some tips out there that you'd like to pass on to Tyrell, let me know and I will definitely send them along. So maybe any beauty products that you're jamming on right now that you really love, maybe it could be a bath soap, that you're totally in love with. Maybe there's a perfume or a cologne that you're digging and we want to pass that along. So thank you so much to Tyrell for that message. We will definitely get some info out to you in the next couple of episodes. But one last thing before we end the show. This week, I have a little homework assignment for you guys. And if you complete the little tasks, you're going to get a chance to win a ticket to the first annual Portland Podcast Festival. So this week, I want you to pick one of the following three ideas and write me an email. And in the subject line, use the phrase self-care challenge. And just tell me a little bit about your experiences. So pick from the following three self-care ideas. Number one, log your sleep for 7 days straight, getting at least 7 hours a night. Send me an email answering the following two questions. Number one, can you tell a difference? Number two, did you run into any resistance? Send the answers via email, and that will enter you into a chance to win the tickets to the podcast festival. Number two, get a Total Deluxe Amazing Mani-Pedi. Snap a photo, share it via Instagram using the hashtag SelfCareIsSexy, and you're automatically entered to win. And finally, write a review on iTunes. So choose one of those three assignments, and you are automatically entered to win a free ticket to this year's Portland Podcast Festival coming up on December 2nd at the Hawthorne Theater. I know it was a long one today, you guys, but that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have a story you'd like to share and you want to be on the show, please email me. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. Okay, we've got some really great content coming your way, so stay tuned. And remember that self-care is sexy. We're giving you permission to put yourself first.